All right, good morning and welcome. It's time for the Signs of the Times, reflections on the times in which we stand. Our guests on the program, we started this series last week talking about signs of the time. And the country leader, Grow Movement Nigeria, is our guest on the program. Good morning, sir.
Morning,
all right, we're talking about Mr. Joseph Olusegun Ajanle Koko. Good to have you back on the program this week.
Thank you.
All right, and we also have with him Mr. Tunji Fadairo. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Fumi. Good morning, listeners.
Also, Mr. Akin Orebiyi.
Good morning.
And also, Mr. Shola Adeyegbe.
Good morning, listeners.
All right. Last week, we started the series Signs of the Times, and we're looking at the part two today. Mr. Ajanle Koko, I'd like you to let us have your opening remarks for this week as well, you know, just like we had last week, and then we'll take it up from there.
Thank you. Good morning, dear listeners. It is indeed a great privilege to be back here with you. In the first part of this presentation, it was not possible to present all what I prepared. Today, I intend to conclude it and also provide answers to a few questions that may be asked by listeners. Before I proceed, however, I wish to say again that my explanations are based on what have been able to draw from the new inexhaustible and inestimable knowledge of the truth of life and existence, which is contained in the unique work of spiritual enlightenment in the light of truth, the Grail message by Apuchin. This work is in three volumes and it answers all questions and mysteries of life and existence without a single gap or question left. The Grail message gives guidance on how to know and navigate successfully the journey through this world. In this way, the Grail message restores inner confidence and a sense of purpose to anyone who makes a serious effort to make the teachings he finds in it as the basis of his journey through the present-day confusion and chaos on earth. It explains with incontrovertible logic the origin and structure of this creation and the laws that govern the world in which we live. It tells of who man is, how he came to this earth, his purpose here, and now, and how he can find and fulfill this purpose. The Grail message explains what and why human beings are going through the experiences we are all witnessing on earth today. It also speaks of why there are increasing natural catastrophes, social upheavals, and economic distress on earth. In addition, the Grail message points out the path to joy and fulfillment, to salvation and ascent, and to protection from disasters, distress, and sorrows which pervade our world today. The title of my address again is Sign of the Times, Reflection on the Times in which we stand. Today we'll continue from where we left off last week. Dear listeners, what we are witnessing on earth today in the form of the pandemic is the sad consequences of our wrong way of living. We've gone against the will of God and we are now facing the consequences of our wrong deeds. Our pre-corona era was never normal other than we normalize it with filth, inequity, exhaustions, depletion of ozone layers, confusion, rage, and hate. We should not long to return there. Today we have been given the opportunity to sew a new garment, one that fits all of humanity and nature. But it is not right to say that it is God who is punishing us for our sins with the incidence of COVID-19 pandemic. God does not punish. Being the source of all love and goodness, nothing wrong or evil can come from him. We human beings are the ones who bring havoc and evil on ourselves. Let us consider this. For example, fire is a gift of nature, of the nature beings. We make use of fire to do a lot of things on earth, to boil water, to cook, in building houses, in vehicles, for construction, in medicine and engineering, and in many other countless things. In all these instances, fire can be considered a good tool. But if we mishandle fire, what happens? It can burn us, it can burn houses, and can cause massive destruction and death. That which helps to sustain life when we use it aright can also become the causes of our death when we misuse it. Now, when we misuse fire and it harms us, do we say that it is God who is punishing us? In the same way, we cannot declare that it is God who is punishing us for this pandemic. It is our transgression that caused this to happen. And we have walked against his wills and nature's laws in our day-to-day activity. Let me therefore again state this loud and clear. God does not punish. He is all love and all goodness. He has no need to run after us every minute of the day. He has provided this wonderful world for us for our joyful development as long as we follow or obey his laws and his commandments. The laws are our friends and a great source of blessings to us when we obey or cooperate with them. But like fire, when misused, these laws can equally bring out the negative results of our wrong deeds when we disobey them. Thus, at all times, we reap what we sow. It is lack of the knowledge of the workings of these laws that make many of us conclude that God must be personally looking after each one of us or watching over us every moment and doling out blessings when we please him or punishing us when we offend him or go against his laws. He has no need to. He has wisely placed his laws in creation like messengers, like servants, to give each one according to the nature and measure of what he has done through his thought, word, and deed. The working of the law is like a huge, perfect, and unfailing mechanism which ensures that we reap as we sow. We sow, for example, in the law of sowing and reaping, we sow virtually every moment of our lives. Man has the ability to sow on three levels. We sow with our thought, our word, and our action. Every single thing we think takes on a living form which attracts its kind or is attracted by similar thoughts to a power center, call it an epicenter, where it gathers more strength and returns to the originator, fully laden. It does not matter whether our other people see or do not see those thoughts we generate, it will return to us fully and in multiples. It is just like a farmer who plants two seeds of maize. The maize will grow and it will harvest and yield multiples of maize seed, not only the two seeds that were planted. Also, what the farmer will harvest is maize and not any other crop. Neither can it harvest millet or rice. Just as exactly the farmer who plants maize reaps only maize and in multiples, so we human beings reap exactly what we sow in multiples, whether good or evil. And as this happens with our thought, so does it. Similar activity takes place with our word and action. Again, each thought or word or deed is like a seed that a farmer has gone to plant in the soil. The more we feed it with similar seeds, that is, the more we think, speak, or act in a similar fashion, the more these seeds germinate, grow, and develop, and in the fullness of time, bring forth fruits for us to harvest. This is the exact process that each one of us goes through in the working of the laws of sowing and reaping, and what the great message called the law of reciprocal action. And just as we know a tree by its fruit, so we must recognize and humbly admit that the experiences we are going through on earth now, which are called the signs of the times, are strong indications, in fact not just strong indications, but are in themselves the sordid consequences or results of our wrong way of living and are going against the will of God here on earth.
Okay, all right. Thank you so much, Mr. Ajanle Koko, for that, your opening remarks. While you were talking, I'd like to ask a few questions from, you know, things I listened to while you were having your opening remark. You talked about the will of God.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is the will of God? Let's start from there.
The will of God is woven into creation. The will of God are the laws of God, the laws of creation, the laws of nature. It depends on what you want to call it. But they are its laws. And there are three fundamental laws of God. Spoken about the law of sowing and reaping, which is law of reciprocal action. There is also the law of attraction of homogeneous species, which in a layman's term is birds of the same feather flock together. And then we have the law of gravity. The law, if you are heavy, you descend down. If you are light, you float up. So basically, these three fundamental laws are what govern creation and its existence. And we must align with them if we want to pass out of this world.
Okay, then it seems some of us actually might not really know the workings of these laws. Could that really be the reason why we probably have not been working according to God's will?
You see, they are simple. It is man that has complicated matters on earth today. Say, for example, that law of sowing and reaping. Let us give an example of a father who has sent his child to school to go and learn and maybe pass and graduate and become a self-made man. It's a training. It's a goal. Learn, then graduate, and then become an independent self-made man that can live on his own. If during his time in school, he runs foul of the laws of the school and is punished severely for it, whatever the punishment is that is meted out to him will be, can he then put the blame on his father for sending him to school to develop himself? Is that not the consequences of his own doing? His father has said, go into the world, experience, mature, and graduate from this school. And he went in there, started misbehaving, and then he has to face the consequences of his misbehavior. He cannot ascribe it to his father. It is his own doing, his own mistake. Such is the law of the sowing and reaping that we have been talking about, and that is relevant to what we have, the topic is.
Okay. All right. Still, the signs of the times, reflections on the times in which we stand, based on the work in the light of truth, a Grow message by Abd Rashin, and our guest is Mr. Joseph Olusegun Ajanle Koko, the country leader, Grow Movement Nigeria. Okay, so I'd like you to continue with your presentation. We've looked at your opening remarks and just like try to ask a couple of questions on some of the things I wanted to raise in that. So you can go ahead with the rest of the presentation.
Okay, thank you, Omita. Dear listeners, last week I drew our attention to the fact that in recent years there had been a sharp increase in the number of natural disasters. And all these do not just rise in numbers or more frequently. That is, they don't just occur severally or in multiples now. They also occur in the extremes. When it rains and causes huge flooding, you hear reports that the rain that fell within 6 hours was about the same quantity as what normally falls within a month. We receive similar reports of extreme weather temperatures. This year alone, some parts of the world have witnessed unusual temperatures rising beyond 40 degrees, even up to almost 50 degrees, the highest in record. Although it is already spring, for example, when ordinarily it should be getting warmer in places like Europe, we receive reports that some countries in that continent are still experiencing snow and severe cold. Of course, some people have termed all this as effects of climate change, but we know that there is indeed more to it. In 2019 alone, as I said last week, there were about 409 natural disaster events worldwide. This is the highest figure ever recorded by humanity to date in 1 year. And as if this were not enough, as the year was coming to an end, then came the coronavirus pandemic. It will not be the first time, mark you, that mankind will suffer from an epidemic that took many lives. We remember the Spanish flu that I spoke about last week. But what makes the present epidemic worrisome is the very global nature of its spread and its effects. At the last count, over 180 countries have been affected worldwide, and over 3 million people have been infected with the disease. More than half of the world is in one form of lockdown or the other at the same time. Lifestyles have been disrupted across many countries. Economies are severely affected. Human activities are suspended midstream. Look from above, almost everything appears gloomy, dark, mournful, and pathetic. What does all this mean? What is happening to us and to the earth in which we live? What do these signs portend for us? Ladies and gentlemen, let the truth be told. We human beings now live in the time foretold hundreds and even thousands of years ago by many prophets and even the Son of God, Jesus. It is the time of harvest. The day of reckoning is coming for mankind during the great world turning point. Of this time, when the forces of nature are heated up, Abd Rashin writes in the lecture submission, everything that is wrong among men is already now meeting with its doom, be it in economics, the state, politics, myths, churches, sects, peoples, families, and also in the individual. Everything is now dragged before the light so that it may reveal and simultaneously judge itself therein. Also, what has hitherto been able to remain hidden must reveal itself as it really is, must become active, and thus finally despairing of itself and others disintegrate and turn to dust. Therefore, the epidemics being witnessed today, such as the coronavirus, are a result of man's transgression and defilements of nature alone. And this is not what, and this is what is resulting in the destruction of the present world order and lifestyle.
Okay. All right. Can I come in here?
Yes, you can.
Okay. All right. Great. Should we open the phone lines and allow questions? Can we at this point?
Please, you can do it.
All right, great. Okay, so if you have questions or you need clarifications on what has been said so far, talking about the signs of the times, reflections on the times in which we stand, okay, you can put your calls through. We will take your questions. That's talking about the country leader. He will take your questions and then let you know clarify some things that hitherto might not really be clear to you. The call lines are 805-897-0897. Those are the call lines this morning to ask your questions. We have on the show Mr. Joseph Olusegun Ajanlekoko, the country leader, Grill Movement, Nigeria. Now, you've talked about some of these things that actually might be responsible for where we found ourselves today. You talk about the words we speak. You said talk, your walk, your action. That those are some of the things that we sow. And talking about the words we speak, if we had spoken maybe something negative and then we're beginning to see negative things happen, is it not possible to, you know, begin to speak positive things and then we should be able to see changes? Is it possible that way?
Yes, indeed. The Almighty Father is so much love, like I said in the paper. If you turn from bad to good, definitely the atonement will come your way and you can continue of walking on the right path. But whatever we sow, like I said,
yes,
we will reap it. But when you turn towards the good and your actions align with God's will, there is what we call symbolic redemption of whatever sin you've committed through your words. And this will be a more or less like a slap on the wrist. But it will help you to continue to move in the right direction for as long as your action is towards the good and what is noble. That which you have committed in the past will be remitted you.
Okay. Okay. All right. 805-897-0897. Hello, good morning. Hello, can you hear me? Hello. Okay. 805-897-0897. Call lines this morning. Hello? Hello? Okay, let's try this. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, good morning. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Okay. I think, I don't know what's happening, but still try. I'm sure you can still put your calls through because, really it seems, the callers can't hear me. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Wow. Okay, let's move ahead. I hope the phone lines will settle. Okay, and we've talked about some of these things. We talked about the natural disasters. You said we've had about 409 natural disasters, you know, in your book. Let me see if we can take this call. I hope this comes through. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, great.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Peter Enenche Owuno.
Okay.
I'm calling from Okota.
All right, Peter from Okota. You have a question. Go ahead.
Yeah, what I wanted to contribute to what the speaker is saying, the speaker is right, because there's a law of effect. As this coronavirus pandemic time increase, it shows the sign of the ages. Each time a sea is open in the heavens, eggs normally experience something because it's a historical event that took place, even though human activity caused this plague to fall on them. But there's a remedy in the Bible. The Bible talks about the herbs which God created naturally to use to alleviate all kinds of health problems. And today, in our era, we believe in chemical, and this chemical began to distort the nature of the cell, and the cell began to deform. You see, you know, we saw how this intracellular parasite, it is either DNA or RNA. Talking about viruses, talking about RNA. And we are talking about the DNA, we are talking about the sickle cell.
Okay,
what
Peter.
I wanted to say now,
okay, you have. Do you have a question? Because there's a time limit for your question.
Okay. Actually, I understand what you're saying. My contribution is that we have something to do concerning this coronavirus. Me, I can do something about it. I try to communicate the World Health Organization in London.
Peter, do you have a question? Peter, do you have a question?
Actually, I understand. I don't.
You are on a different platform from what this program is all about. We are talking of spiritual implications of the events of the times we stand in, the consequences, how it has come about, and what are the lessons to learn spiritually from it. And as far as this program is concerned, it's not to dissect or analyze the scientific prognosis of what is happening. So, Mr. Peter, what we are saying is that what has happened or what is happening to man today is as a result of his sowing, and that we are now reaping that which we have sown, all the elements that we have defiled nature's environment. We came into the world to find and navigate our way back to paradise. We were given the opportunity. We have vegetations. We have the animals. We were a welcome guest when we first came. But over millennia, man has defiled and polluted this earth. So much so that seen from above, it's a filthy environment we have. And it's so filthy that as a symbolic reminder of what we have done in the world, today, each and every one of us must wear a face mask. A face mask that depicts that there is foul air, that there is pollution in the air. A face mask that has deformed mankind. I was looking as I was coming this morning, and I saw a caricature of men with this face mask. It's like they are taking us back to the Stone Age, that we are not fit for this earth anymore. There is so much lesson to learn from this simple example. You look at people with face masks. Do they resemble human beings? They are like apes, chimpanzees. That is how far we've gone down in the world today. So, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to continue with the concluding part of my paper.
All right, go ahead, sir.
In the past, there have been events where people went wrong and had to reap the consequences of their misdeeds, but comparatively on a small scale. For example, in the days of Noah, in Atlantis, in Sodom and Gomorrah. But this time, the scale and proportion are unprecedented. The epidemic is spreading far and wide, the way no other disease has ever affected humanity. Every aspect of our lives is changing. The earth itself is undergoing a huge transformation. Our world is being purified of the evil and vermin that we human beings have perpetrated here over thousands of years. This is part of the final judgment of the world judgment and the much proclaimed end time. It does not mean that the world will come to an end, mark you, not yet, but everything must and will become new. The old will pass away and it will be no more. Unprecedented activities in nature, which we call natural disasters and catastrophes, will continue unabated. Activities by nature beings who are servants of the Almighty and builders and maintainers of this earth have been in full steam for some time now. Floods, earthquakes, hurricanes, volcanic eruptions, inexplicable wildfires, extreme weather conditions, intense heat and intense cold. These are signs of the times that man has gone wrong. In addition, the wrong human systems we have built up till now, the wrong economic, social, and educational systems, inequalities caused by an unfair monetary system, wrong religious and political practices, wrong ways of living by following the folly of fashion, immoral acts, wrong dieting that cuts life short or inhibits the right activities of the human body and does not allow the human spirit within the body to perform its activities aright on earth. As Jesus once prophesied, there will be wars and rumors of wars, nations will rise against nations, brothers against brothers, there will be famine, pestilence, diseases, and ruin. Everything on earth must become new. A fresh breath of air will blow over the earth. The new kingdom of God, where only the will of God rules, must now rise on this earth. But hope is not lost. Ladies and gentlemen, by the grace of the Almighty Father, mankind has now been given the privilege to know of the knowledge of the new times we live in. And we must make haste to align or go and dig ourselves into this new knowledge that is afforded man on earth today. Because the hour has arrived when every human being must decide for himself whether he wants ascent to the luminous heights, that is back to paradise, or descent into the nether region without any further possibility for it to reconsider. When man turns a new leaf through right intuition, the back brain that I spoke of, through our thoughts, words and deeds, the whole being of man must then prove that is ready to conform with the will of God. Then help will reach him. The powers of creation will carry him in his efforts. The Grail message offers the pathway to his spiritual ascent and maturity. and it will be a faithful guidance to him that wants to know more about life.
Okay. All right. Let's see if we can take maybe one or two questions before we go on the show this morning. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Joseph. I'm calling from Russia.
Joseph.
AGK.
Okay, AGK from Oshodi. You have a question?
Yes.
All right, please ask your question in 60 seconds.
Okay, I am impressed actually by what the person has expressed so far. But I have a question on this regard. He says that God actually doesn't punish, that all of what we are reaping is what we have sown. So my question is, if God is within the sovereign power, like the example he cited regarding his father who sent the son to school, in this context, God is still either the principal of the school or the authority, so to say, as one who wields sovereign power, who can rule and overrule. So if the son still receives punishment from the school, would it not be said that the one who is the authority of the school is the one punishing the son for the action? So this is my question.
All right. Thank you so much. He'll answer your question now. Mr. Ajalekoko.
This is Joseph. If you look at the story again, a father said, "Hey, young man, for your own development and independence, I'm sending you to a school of life. You will meet with other colleagues there. There is someone who is the head of the school who will dictate and direct affairs. As far as I'm concerned, I will look after all your needs. Go to that school and help yourself to become mature and independent person." When you got into the school, instead of pursuing the right course, you started misbehaving. And the head of that school had to punish you severely and severally. Your father who is there, would you say is the one who is punishing you? He is not. He has given you the opportunity to go, grow, learn, experience, and come out as an independent, mature person who can take his destiny in his hand. But you went the wrong way. And the consequences of that mistake, there's a rule in the school. If you do this, you'll be punished. If you do this, you'll be killed. Your father is not there. So you cannot ascribe that punishment to your father.
Okay.
That's similar to what is existing in creation now.
Okay.
The Lord Almighty Father has given us this earth to come and grow, mature, and become fully conscious human spiritual. Mm-hmm. And to guide us on earth, in this world, there are the fundamental laws, creation laws that have been put in place. And every now and again, over millennia, man has transgressed, has failed to align with these laws. And that is what is leading or has led to where we are, the cul-de-sac. Yeah.
All right, sir. Okay, Mr. Chiji Fadairu.
Yes,
All right, please, can you just quickly take the announcement before we round off?
Thank you, Femi. Listeners, if you have listened carefully to Mr. Danny Kopo and have found the content interesting and therefore would like to examine the work from which he derives his knowledge, which is In the Light of Truth, The Real Message by Abdushin, then please listen carefully to how you can obtain copies of this work. Copies of the work are available at various bookshops and Grail centers across Nigeria, and also on Grailland, Iju Hills, Lagos. You can also visit our website, which is www.grailland.com. Now, Grailland is spelled G-R-A-I-L-L-A-N-D, Grailland. You may also call or send a WhatsApp message to 0803-320-1244. I repeat, 0803-320-1244 or 0802-312-8538. 0802-312-8538. You can, as an alternative, also visit our publishing house, which is www.alexander-bernhardt.com.ng, or simply call 0814-635-7169. At the publishing house, you can obtain and buy the soft copy or the e-copy, and also the audio of the Grail message in the Light of Truth by Abdul Sheen. Thank you for me.
All right, thank you.